At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 13, verse 30. Jesus said, "Let both grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds, tie them into bundles and burn them, and to put the wheat in the barn." In order to understand this parable, we need to be clear about the kind of weeds to which Jesus was referring. They were called bearded darnel, which in the early stages of their growth look exactly like wheat, so they have to be left alone. As they grow, they start to look very different, but by that time, their roots are so entwined with the roots of the wheat that it's impossible to remove them without destroying the crop. As a result, it's necessary to allow the darnel to grow until harvest time, and then the separation can take place. The grain of the bearded darnel is slightly poisonous, and it can cause dizziness and sickness. The point of the parable is clear. Jesus was telling his disciples that they were living in a world in which there were good and bad people. But it was even more complicated than that, because some people appeared to be good and turned out to be bad, whilst others gave every appearance of being bad, but turned out to be good. Jesus was sending his disciples into this confused situation, and they needed to trust that God truly was a God of justice and that one day he would judge the world. It wasn't their job to be judges. They could leave that to God. This is an important parable for us. We should always be disappointed but never surprised by the evil that exists in the world. We would all choose to live in a world where everyone was good and just, but that is not the world in which we live. However, it is not for us to be the judges. What an incredible burden it would be if we had the responsibility to make final judgment on each person and their actions. That is God's work. And because we know that he is loving, merciful, and entirely just, we can trust him to do what is best. So let me ask you a question. How does this parable help you to cope with living in an evil world? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, give us grace and strength to live for you in this confused and evil world. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, doing mission differently since 1792. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.